The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, I'm Dayton Kane. My brain went into auto mode and I said Andrea was in for Rose Gray. That is not correct. Colleen Hulsberg here. Good morning.
Good morning, Dayton. I was a little worried. I was like, maybe I didn't have to get up this morning.
And you think you're worried. Andrea was listening. It's like, wait, I'm not there.
No. I hope she's not on the way down. Yeah, sorry, right. Andrea.
No, I even commented. You put a little note on Facebook. I'm like, can't wait to see you. And then my brain just, anyway,
that's
welcome.
Okay. Thank
it's
you.
Been a while.
Yeah,
how are you?
Great to be back. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. So in that time, like, what's your role? What are you doing these days for Fox World Travel?
Well, you know, I've been in the travel industry not as long as Rose, and Rose is the smartest travel person I know, and I hope to be like her someday, but I'm getting there. I've been in the industry for 28 years, been with Fox the majority of that time. I work in the group department, but I've traveled not only with groups but by myself. So I have been all over the world. I've been to Australia. I've been to the Middle East, Israel, Egypt, India, the Emirates, the United Arab Emirates. I have been on over 100 cruises, about 12 wow. of those river cruises. So I have got a lot of background with travel, and I just wanted to just remind everybody that I'm not quite Rose, but I'm getting there, and that's my goal is to be as cool as Rose Gray.
Hard to be as cool as Rose Gray.
Yeah, she's awesome, yeah.
But yeah, so you can answer pretty much anything travel because you've been there, done that.
I will do my best to answer everything I can. And if not, I have an amazing support system back at Fox World Travel. I work with some of the best travel people in the world.
Nice, nice. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. If you want to talk to Colleen, get your questions in for her. We'd love to hear from you. Let's address the elephant in the room. There's a new variant out there that's causing some problems. Any new news that we need to know travel-wise when it comes to Omicron?
The only thing that's really come about since then is the fact that we're going to be expanding that mask mandate until March.
Okay.
And that's going to be for flights and for airports, buses, trains, and any transportation hubs. So that that was supposed to be announced this week. President Biden was working on that, and I believe that just the mask mandate will go into effect in March or continue on until March. And then there's also been there's several situations still quite fluid, but there will be testing prior to coming back to the United States that will be within one day instead of the 72 hours. Now they're going to move it up to one day prior. So that may cause a little, a little more stress for traveling. But we have learned through this last 20 months that you just kind of roll with it. And if we want to travel, we just have to deal with it.
So when it comes to the testing then, as Americans, if we leave, like, so my family's going to Punta Cana in January.
Yes.
When we leave, do we test before we leave as well? Or just when we're coming back?
No, just when you're coming back right
really?
Now. Yeah, right now it's just the United States that is requiring a negative test before you come back.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did Mexico this year, and I had a group with me, and we all tested negative, but the resort was really cool. They had it all set up for us. As soon as we checked in, we planned our day when we get the swab, and then the test results came back within a day. And we were on our way. So it's going to be a little more tricky if they need it within 24 hours, but we're going to deal with it, and it's going to be fine.
So, for example, we are flying back to the United States. Our airplane leaves at 3 in the afternoon on a Monday. So that means after 3 in the afternoon on Sunday, we have to get tested.
That's correct.
Don't wait till the morning of to do it if you can help it. Like if
it depends. Once in a while, I just did a Princess cruise. I went up to Alaska, and they changed it from a 72-hour to a 3-day requirement, which made it a little bit simpler. So you just had to do it within 3 days and not a specific hourly time. So we'll just kind of keep our ears open, see what's going on, and just wait and see, I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Colleen Hulsberg in for Rose Gray today. What is your exact title?
I am the Senior Destination Specialist of the Group Vacation Department.
That all fits on a business card?
No. it's kind of a made up title, just because of my travel experience and being all over the world, that they've kind of put me into a destination specialist job where I do, not only do I tour manage, but I do group development. And I also am pretty out there. Well, when we had live travel shows, Rose and I were always on the road doing a lot of live travel shows, and I've been doing virtual travel shows, and I've also do training for our agents and for my team. So kind of a Renaissance woman per se. I do a little bit of everything, but I love it.
Well, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here this week. Again, 855-616-1620, the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
A little Jimmy Buffett on a Saturday morning is not a bad thing. Good morning. I'm Dayton Kane, Colleen Allsburg in for Rose Gray today on the Fox World Travel Show. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Got a text here from the 608. So thank you if you're listening at WTMJ.com, the WTMJ app, or on a real radio. Thank you for doing that, too. We appreciate that. 608 would be Chicago. I don't know where they live, but it says, we love direct flights, but could not get to PVR, which is Puerto Vallarta, you told me.
Yes.
Without a layover. We are on an American Airlines flight with 33-minute layover in Phoenix. It appears Funjet's okay with that. Do you think it's going to be a serious concern?
It shouldn't be too. It's tight, but it's not too concerning. I've done that myself. It tends to happen a lot in Phoenix. It's not a huge airport, and American should have most of their flights within the same terminal, so it's only a matter of getting to a different gate. It didn't say whether you were flying out of Chicago or Milwaukee or Madison, but it'll be doable. It'll be fine as long as there's no delays. Hopefully it's an early flight and that there's no delays in Phoenix,
right,
but
right.
It's not a big airport, so I wouldn't be too concerned with that 30 minutes. It's a legal connection.
Okay. 855-616-1620 is the number. It says, hello, Colleen. We traveled with you on the Panama Canal cruise some years back. Just wondering if you're doing the Croatia and Poland trip come August and September 2022 that we booked.
Well, that's really interesting because I am doing the Poland portion of that trip. I don't know who's doing the Croatia. I know that quite surprisingly that quite a few people that are going to Poland with me have decided to do the back-to-back because there's time to start with Poland and then the hop over into the Croatia trip. And so if I can do a little finagling with my boss and say, hey, can I stay away for a month? then maybe I could. But so far, at this point, I'm just doing the Poland trip, and I'm really excited because Poland is sold out. I have a wait list already.
Nice.
And I've never been to Poland, so I'm getting lots of great feedback from our Insight Vacations tour directors over there, and I've been working with them and following some of their trips, so it looks pretty exciting. But I don't know about Croatia yet. Love to do that trip too, because that's an amazing trip. I love that area of the world. Dubrovnik's one of my favorite cities in Europe, so we'll just keep you posted, and when that's announced, we'll let you know.
Piggyback on that text says, we went to Iceland in September and was just awesome. We did have to do that COVID test before we entered Iceland and then when we came back as well. So it does depend on your destination. You want to know ahead of time if you're going to need that test if you're flying somewhere, right?
It depends on the country. So, yeah, we with our groups, we'll definitely let everybody know because I am doing Iceland as well in July. So if you're interested in going to Iceland, it's kind of the new hotspot, please join us. July is going to be a beautiful time of the year. It's very similar to Alaska with, long days of daylight and sunshine. And it's got just about everything you need, fire and ice, volcanoes and glaciers and whales and the whole shebang. So come and join me in July, and then we will let you know. And like we do with any of our independent travelers and our groups, we keep track continually. Fox is so good at looking at the fluid situations of the COVID requirements and the testing and whether you need vaccinations as well.
FoxWorldTravel.com is the website. Always good to have a travel agency backing you and supporting you, especially in this turmulous time frame.
Yeah,
a lot going on.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you right now? I mean, that'd be kind of crazy. We deal with this on an a daily minute-to-minute situation, and we're in the know. We have a great backup system with Signature Network that that we belong to. It's a consortium of travel agencies and tour vendors and cruise lines, and we are also in this together. We have to be on top of it. So give us a call if you need any information about COVID protocols, and we're there for you, and we'll help you too. If when you're booking with us, we'll definitely take care of you.
That number is 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday.
Yep, 9 to 5. All of our offices are now open, I think with the exception of Green Bay, but Oshkosh opened this week as well, so it was good to see my friends in Oshkosh.
Nice. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line to get a hold of us here today, 855-616-1620. More of your questions coming up next with Colleen Ulzberg. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Partly cloudy, a high of 40 today. Not supposed to be windy, though, so it should feel nice out there. It is currently 33 degrees in Milwaukee, and we have Colleen Ulzberg in from Fox World Travel instead of Rose Gray today. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Let's get into another question here. If staying near Fort Lauderdale or Miami this winter, can you get a very last-minute cruise, like call the cruise line less than a week or two ahead of time? That is from Debbie in Franklin.
Oh, definitely. In fact, I'm kind of jealous that you're going to be down there and can pop on a cruise. I would love to do that, to have those opportunities. I would definitely call the cruise lines, but make sure, again, that a lot of them are requiring vaccinations and test prior to boarding. Just had some friends that went on a Carnival cruise, and their tests did not come back in time. So they ended up going to the cruise line anyways and trying to get on, and then they put them into a side room and made them pay $150 per person to take the test. Of course, they were negative and they could go on the cruise, but just kind of be aware of that. But you can definitely go online or check with a travel agent as well, and maybe they can find some more deals and do some comparison shopping for you. But absolutely.
Okay. From the 262, it says, we have vouchers from SAS Airline. Our Norway 2021 trip was canceled. We must rebook by March of 2022. Where can we go on SAS that will not require COVID vaccinations?
That's a pretty open-ended question. I guess if you're here in the States and you're flying to the Scandinavian countries, it's just going to depend on what the countries are requiring at this point. I'm not sure where they're going. So, right. You know, domestically right now, that's the only place I really know where vaccinations aren't required. More and more of the countries are requiring it. Like Germany just opened that up. So it's just another situation where you can go to travel.state.gov, pop into the countries you're looking at, and search it out and see what you want to do for non-vaccinated countries, but I have a feeling it's going to be few and far between as we try to get this under control.
Travel.state.gov is a very useful website.
It is.
A lot of information.
Yeah, we use it quite often, and it's the most current, up-to-date that we can offer information for our clients.
Okay. We will take more questions as we go throughout the hour here. Goes till 10 o'clock on the Fox World Travel Show. What is going on with you guys that everybody needs to know about?
Well, we've got some Give the Gift of Travel. Christmas is coming, and we've got some great prices, too. So if you're still thinking about that last-minute awesome gift that you want to give your family, your friends, or yourself, go to Mexico, go to Punta Cana. There's some awesome prices from about almost $1,200 for a week at an all-inclusive.
Wow.
At some places in Cancun. We've got the Reus, the Dreams locations. So we always have our Fry Yay promotions that are kind of fun, and those are the ones that you want to talk to your travel advisors about. So give us a call and take a look at some of our Give the Gift of Travel. And you know what? The greatest thing I think ever is a travel certificate. So you don't have to make any decisions. You just buy a gift certificate for your friends, and they can come into Fox and plan their own trip with the gift you've given them.
That's great, because then they can go where they want when they are able, and not beholden to you giving them a week of in February, and they're like, we can't go that week.
Right,
a work
exactly.
thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. So you've been out there traveling a lot, and I'm sure you hear all the time. I hear, and correct me if I'm wrong, because it's all hearsay, if you are able and willing to travel right now, a lot of these all-inclusives have like 30, 40, 50% capacity. So you're getting waited on better than you normally do. There's more beach chairs to get. Is this true?
It is, as far as I could find out, yes, definitely. Because I took a group, like I said before, we went down to Mexico in March of this year. And that was probably one of the best trips we've ever had because we didn't have to get up at 4 a.m. to put a towel on a chair. Right. Isn't that the most annoying thing in the world?
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, and the beaches were empty and the service was fantastic. We dealt with, you know, with the restaurants not always being open, all restaurants, all every day. So, but they gave us a list of what was open during the week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this is open and so on. And the service was fantastic. I had no problems with service. We had as many beach towels as we want. We had service from our bar servers and our swim-up bars, right. And everybody was doing just great, and we had a blast. So if you're comfortable with traveling, do it. Go. This is the time, and enjoy the 50% capacity or whatever that the resorts have.
Sounds beautiful. I can't wait for January to get here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for you. You're going to awesome. I love it.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We do have Mary and Arliss on the phone. We'll get to them after we get back from the break, but now we need to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center and talk to Patrick King. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Thanks, Dayton.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Colleen Ellsberg in for Rose Gray this week. My name's Dayton Kane. If I could do it all over again, I would start in the travel industry when I was young, and you're the reason why. I just hear of all these places you go. It's just amazing what you get to do. So let's take some calls. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Heading to Kansasville. And Mary, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning, Dayton. I love your last comment. I say the same thing to my now out of college daughter, and she tells me, Mom, it's not too late if you want to go into the travel business.
Mary, we're hiring at Fox World, so, you know, come on.
Notice, Mary, she didn't tell me that. She tells you that.
Oh, I thought
that.
You were
I
lucrative.
All right, Mary, what's your question?
Or know where that's going to lead. Oh, Colleen, I've enjoyed your enthusiasm this morning. So the reason I'm calling is I am blessed. I'm going to be flying direct to Key West in January. With 94-year-old mom and a work-from-home daughter. And my question is, I'm really familiar with the Lower Keys area. What's happening in Key West now with travel? My specific question is, and I'm going to preface this, I have used Fox World Travel before for planning trips, and I loved it, so that's why I'm calling. Are the cruise ships going to Key West now or not?
Yes, they are. They aren't. They're probably leaving from Fort Lauderdale or Miami, but they're not. They're not starting in Key West, but they are definitely going there. Just noticed that Norwegian Cruise Lines, Royal Caribbean, Carnival, they all have some shorter cruises that go to Key West. So it is open. I've had some of my fellow colleagues at Fox just come back from there, too. They were talking about the Roosters, so I knew they were in Key West. So absolutely, it's definitely a stop. There's nothing not going there right now, as far as I know.
All right. That's what I was wondering, if they were docking there or not, because that really makes an impact on that city.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, for sure.
And my other question is, do you know what, have you been there? Have you been to Key West area?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know of any, like, little gems or really fun things to do that I might not know about? I think it's so great to talk to people that have been there.
Well, I think one of the neat things to do is grab a golf cart and do your own thing. It's such a cute little city, and just drive around and check out some of the local shopping. And I'm a foodie, so I love the restaurants there. I love going to the harbor area and getting a good a conch soup or a oysters or clams, and I just love the seafood down there. I like the history of Hemingway. That's kind of a fun thing. If you can grab a local guide to do a little history tour or even a walking food tour, those are fantastically fun because it's just such a darling little city and a fun place to explore, easy on your own as well as with a tour guide.
I agree, and thank you for that insight. I will kind of plan accordingly, and it's enthusiastic to hear your take on that. So thank you very much.
Oh,
thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Mary. Thanks for your positivity this morning. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thanks, Mary.
855-616-1620 is the number. Arliss in Fox Point. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. I received from Royal Caribbean yesterday a notification about the testing, and it differs from what Colleen said earlier in terms of you didn't need a test to go out of the country. When the cruise line and the government disagree, I know you must have to go with the most restrictive, but what Royal is saying is pre-cruise, all guests 2 years and older must present a negative COVID test result 2 days prior to sailing. So I'm assuming even though the government may say we don't need it, when the cruise line says we do, I guess I'm going to have it.
Yeah, the cruise lines, when I was talking about not needing it, that was for a land tour going into Punta Cana. The cruise lines are completely different, and they have to abide by the rules of the CDC. They have a conditional sailing certificate that they have to secure first, and so they can decide what they want to do. Recently, I went to Seattle, and I got on a Princess cruise ship up to Alaska. And even though I was fully vaccinated, I had to still have a test within 72 hours, a negative COVID test to show them upon boarding. And many of the cruise lines now, too, are requiring that you're fully vaccinated along with that test. So it's they definitely have to go by what the CDC says.
Okay. I do have all the vaccinations, and I always knew you had to have it coming back into the country, but this is the first time I heard of going out.
Right. Yeah. Are you sailing back round trip United States?
Yes, it's a Mexican Riviera cruise out of Los Angeles.
Okay, then you'll be fine. You don't need it coming back, but you do need it before you get on the ship, because you're basically not leaving the United States. So there's no testing that has to be done to come back on that ship.
Yes, but we will be docking and disembarking in Mexico.
Correct. And Mexico does not have a requirement that you need to have a negative test to get off the ship.
I realize that, but coming back to Los Angeles,
okay.
The way I'm reading this, it says you have to have one coming back, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I will look into that as well. Now that I'm thinking about it, I did round trip Alaska, so I never left the United States. So let me look into that for you, Arliss, and I will, after the next break, give you a quick update.
Yeah, I would think, thank you, Arliss, for your phone call. We appreciate that. I would think that whatever the cruise line is sending you is what you're going to have to do, because they're the ones that are taking you where you need to be and getting you back where you need to go. So they're going to set the rules for what they want you to do. But obviously, if you're getting paperwork directly from them with specific information, I would default to that.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
I'm not a travel person. I'm here to host. It is 942. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Colleen Ulsberg in for Rose Gray this week on the Fox World Travel Show. Steve, if you can hang on the line, we'll be back to you next in Milwaukee after this break on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Colleen Ulsberg in for Rose Gray today. Good morning. My name's Dayton Kane. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Steve has been so patient in Milwaukee waiting. Thanks for holding on, Steve. What's your question?
My question is this. You know, you're doing a lot of talking about being COVID tested before you come back. we want to go to the Caribbean scuba diving. And what happens if you test positive? What are the repercussions?
It's usually that you would be quarantined until you test negative, and then they would be able to send you home. I know that if you're in an all-inclusive, they have like a special wing where they're going to put you into a room where you're going to pretty much have to hunker down and just deal with it until you test negative. Normally, it could be a week, it could be 10 days. This is another issue where you want to make sure that you have good insurance, travel insurance when you're going on the trip, to make sure that something like that might be covered. But that's kind of the MO. They kind of keep you in the country until your negative tests come back.
And you're paying to stay there?
You are, yeah. In most cases, yeah. When this first started, they were, the all-inclusives and the resorts were really cool about it, and they were giving it to you at a very, discounted rate or not at all charging you. But it's gotten to that point now where they have to charge you. I know the number is like super duper low on the amount of people testing positive before they come back, just because of the protocols that they've been putting in place. So, but just make sure that you have good travel insurance to cover anything that might happen.
Yeah, the only problem is getting off of work that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for the information.
Absolutely, right. Steve. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Something you got to consider when you're thinking of traveling. Unfortunately, that's where we're at. So 855-616-1620 is the line. Jeff from Franksville. Good morning. What's your question?
Yes, good morning. We are taking a full Panama cruise tour with Princess Cruise Lines in March. And I'm a little concerned that with the COVID issue, and would we have to test? We're leaving from Fort Lauderdale and coming into San Francisco, but we have four ports along the way that we can get off our ship. And are we going to have to do any testing aboard ship before we come in back into San Francisco, into the United States?
But Jeff, I was just looking into this, and this is similar to the question that Arliss just asked as well. First of all, that's an amazing trip, Fort Lauderdale to San Francisco and the Panama Canal is one of my favorite cruises. But at this point, everything that I'm seeing shows that you will need to provide a negative COVID test before you get onto the ship. They may require a full vaccination for all sailing on the ship. And then because you're not coming in by flight at this point, I'm not seeing anything that you would need to be tested on the ship to get off in San Francisco. But again, I would revert back to Princess and make sure that their protocols and the paperwork that they send you, read through it thoroughly and just make sure that you have their protocols in place and know what you have to do in case something like that would happen where they'd all of a sudden require it. But at this point, I don't see that they require it on the way back.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Would you have any recommendations? A couple more questions, please, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Would you have any recommendations on for Panama City for going ashore tours?
Yeah, I definitely... There's a couple of neat things to do in Panama City. For a historic tour would be great, but there's some amazing history there. If you can get off and get off the ship and go to Miraflores Locks and just see how that all works, that's quite amazing. I know now they have the new locks open, but to see some of the old locks and how the mules work, which are the trains that pulled the ships through the locks, that's quite interesting. And also there's a really neat trip if you want to go see the monkeys and some of the wildlife. There's some river trips on Zodiacs and with some local guides. That's a lot of fun too. So it's a beautiful city, amazing. So I know you'll enjoy it.
Is there ample opportunity to book once you disembark from the ship? Or, I know Princess offers a lot of different options.
Right.
Booking prior to, even sailing.
I think at this point, because of COVID, I would highly recommend that you book any of your excursions with Princess, because they know where you're going to be, and if there's issues, they'll get you back. And if there's something you want to do that you just can't miss, definitely book it in advance. I know you have to pay for it in advance, but you can always cancel once you're on board the ship. I think it's within 24 hours or something to that effect, but definitely book ahead of time if you can.
All right.
All right.
And in the past, on other cruises, we had never taken out travel insurance, but I guess with what's going on now, not a bad idea.
Yeah, probably a really good idea.
We suggest that for everyone. We got to take a break, Jeff. Thank you for your questions. We appreciate it. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. One segment left with Colleen Ulsberg. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Colleen Ulsberg in for Rose Gray today. My name is Dayton Kane. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Great suggestion here on the text line. It says, please tell your listeners to take at least 2 weeks extra of any prescription medications in case they test positive and have to quarantine before returning to the U.S. That's a great suggestion.
It's fabulous. Yeah.
Take action. Extra, because if you get stuck, you're not going to be able to get those meds that you need, or possibly.
Exactly, and if bring the prescription as well, too, because I know a lot of places you can get those medications, even if you have just that with you, that would be
okay,
good, too.
Okay, so that's good to know. If you have the extra, bring it. If you don't, at least bring the prescription down for you.
Yeah.
Great idea. Another question here says, I applied for global entry status about 3 weeks ago. What is the average wait time to hear from them?
I think it's probably about 5 weeks right now. It might be a little bit longer to get that. I believe they're just a little bit backed up right now on global entry, but that one doesn't, it's just a processing time. It's not like you are waiting for a passport or anything. So hopefully hang tight for a couple more weeks. I would say within about 5 weeks, you should get that.
Is the Dominican Republic safe right now? I remember hearing about tainted liquor issues. My college senior and a friend have planned a trip for a week in April and an all-inclusive.
You know, there's always things that are going to happen no matter where you go in the world. And what I'm glad to hear that they're going to an all-inclusive, because I feel that that's going to be their safest bet. We have people that have been going to, in fact, Rose just got back from Punta Cana a couple weeks ago. And it's just, play it safe. Don't be crazy. Don't go out in the middle of the night into strange areas. Stay on the all-inclusive resort. Do the tours and things with trusted operators. And you're going to be perfectly fine as long as you play it safe. And that's anywhere in the world. So whatever you're most comfortable with is what you should do. But I really don't see any reason they shouldn't go to Punta Cana right now.
Yeah. And the last article I can find, I did some research here, is from April of this year. So it's a while ago. I haven't seen anything that I can find since then. And they seized a bunch of that alcohol that was causing that. So
And it sounded like it was off property and it was a kind of an isolated incident and not something that was too.
So make sure that you're staying with the people you're with. Don't go into weird places. If you're on the all-inclusive, order the stuff in the bottle with the label,
exactly.
of stuff. So
good
there. Okay, so... vaccination rules. We talked a lot about the cruise lines and vaccinations. Let's skip that one. So, what do we need to talk about? What have we left in the last 2 minutes here that we need to cover for Fox World Travel? What's going on?
Well, always a great opportunity for travel in 22 and 23. We still have some great tours left for 22 if you're looking to get away and play it safe and go with a group travel. So take a look at foxworldtravel.com. We've got some amazing trips, still room on our Greece trip, our Italy trip, our Switzerland. And we do have our 23 I can't believe it that we have our 2023 groups already listed, and there's some fun things there, and they're starting to sell out, so that's crazy. I mean, that's showing that people want to start getting back on the road and getting travel, getting their traveling in again, because I know I miss it, and I'm ready to get back. And again, take a look at our website, check out some of the specials. There's some amazing deals for this coming January already, too, so you don't want to miss out on that. And if you're interested in Alaska, I am pretty much sold out on 2022 Alaska right now. I have one group that's got a few seats left on it, and it's kind of a hot spot right now because it's safe. It's Alaska. It's the United States. And my 2023 Alaska groups, those should be coming out hopefully by the end of the year. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We're earlier than ever with Alaska for 2023, and we'll get those up for sale with some great prices, great tweaks that we've made for 2023, some new fun things we're going to do up in Alaska as well.
Colleen, always good to see you. Thanks for coming. We appreciate that. Rose, you're still here next week,
I'm
right?
I'm here next week. Get
All right,
there.
So
stuck
we get
with
another
me.
Dose of Colleen next week. Great.
All right. Thanks.
Get your questions ready for her. Again, 9 to 10 every Saturday morning. We do this. Coming up next, it's Danny Clayton and the folks from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talks. We'll check in with Patrick Kane in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.